Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Closing time. Open all the doors and let.
I believe in immigration reform. What if I persuaded my caucus to say I'm going to shut the government down? I'm going to not pay our bills unless I get my way. It's a politics of idiocy, of confrontation, of paralysis.
And that was one Senator Chuck Schumer joining us to discuss that. E.B. Stoddard, associate editor and columnist at Real Clear Politics. E.B., welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
Thanks, guys.
So hearing that from Senator Schumer in 2013, obviously doing the total opposite now in 2018, has the president and the Republicans been successful in labeling this the fault of the Democrats and the Schumer shutdown?
Well, there are tweets for this as well. There's always tapes of people being hypocritical on the Senate floor about shutdowns, and then there are always Trump tweets about how it was Obama's fault when it shut down before and it was on him to fix it. So looking at who might take the blame is an interesting question. There are polls that show that, you know, an overwhelming majority of Americans support legalizing, presenting some kind of legalization and solution for the predicament of the Dreamers. And then there are polls showing that they believe that this issue is separate from a budget agreement and that the government should remain open and shouldn't be closed because of it. And that could indicate some, you know, political peril for the Democrats if they keep this going.
But, AB, the president, of course, also supports legalization of some kind for DACA. He's said that since the moment that he got rid of the executive order that Obama had put into place. Yet the government is shutting down over an issue that Democrats are sort of pretending is only theirs to pass.
Well, you know, I agree that they believe that this was something that was worth not giving their votes for another CR over. I want to remind the listeners, though, that we are not this is not simply a budget agreement on which we were going to we were looking at Congress attaching a quick DACA like Band-Aid on top of it. They don't have bottom line spending numbers that they're supposed to get out of breaking caps that were in place since 2011, which have been broken temporarily before from the Budget Control Act, which everyone remembers as the sequester. So it's not just that there's a huge deal on the table, all juicy like good steak and the DACA thing. There's a lot of things that they need to get to, and they were supposed to get to by Friday night. And all of the energy and all of this, the focus, obviously, at the end of the year was on getting to tax reform. Are Democrats taking a stand on DACA and then saying it's, you know, much of it is sort of process and budget related? Yes. Like I said, in the end, I have no idea where who's going to get blamed and how this ends. I think looking at how I agree that the DACA issue is a separate issue, but there's such an erosion of trust that the president, while he says he's for DACA, has been on all sides of this issue, and people have seen it live on camera. The taxpayers have seen this, the voters have seen this. There is a real sense among the Democrats when they say that the president, it's like negotiating with Jell-O, that if Majority Leader McConnell says that he can offer them A, that in the end he won't be able to offer them A, and they're going to get B, and that's because of the fact that President Trump, which the public knows very well, is prone to change his mind. So while I agree that, you know, taking a political risk of a government shutdown over this issue is probably not worth it at all, there is a perception in the public that the president is all over the place on an issue in a two-hour time span, that he's not a fair negotiator, that he changes his mind, that his word is not good. And that if you are a cursory Chiron watcher at the gym and you look at what happened since January 11th, you could come to the conclusion, because Senate Majority Leader McConnell has said publicly, we don't know where the president is, where he is.
Right.
When he finds out where he is, he can let us know, that the president can't stay on a position, and that's what is jamming up this path to a solution, and that's the leadership that isn't there that is required to end this and make a, quote, good deal.
Yeah, I mean, but again, the immigration fight is separate and distinct from just keeping the budget going, keeping the government funding. And the president...
If you wrap up this soup of, like, who's going to get the blame, I don't think it's clear right now.
Yeah, although you have red state Democrats who are clearly sweating this because they're concerned that they will get tagged with it. We saw mainstream media outlets, to include the New York Times, Bloomberg News, and the Associated Press, all point fingers directly at Democrats the moment this shutdown took place on Friday night. Because, again, Democrats do have the ability to keep this government open. And I think this sort of presumption that Americans are kind of too distracted or too basic to understand that Democrats played a role here, I think is sort of an elitist position that I've seen a lot of people in the press take, which is like that they wouldn't be able to understand the nuance that Democrats have a controlling stake in the Senate.
Like I said, I agree with you that this is a big political risk to take for the Democrats. And I agree with you that that's why, you know, people like Senator Heitkamp, Manchin, Donnelly, and others who are up in states that Trump won this November are definitely shrewd to you know, keep continuing to vote to separate these issues out and to keep the government open. I am, again, not entirely certain that this comes down to people saying, though, you know, John Tester from Montana, if he had just voted with Republicans after all this nonsense and chaos, we would have an open government. I don't know that it goes that far. And that people, you know, people make, it's interesting because people on both sides tend to have different perceptions about what the voters are paying attention to, depending on what the issue is.
Sure.
And I heard from Democrats for a really long time that voters weren't paying attention to emails, and I believe that they were, because it wasn't the emails, it was the server. So I'm with you on that. But what I'm saying is, when people sit down, when Joe Biden as vice president sat down at the 11th hour in these scrambles with Senate Majority Leader McConnell, they got something done. And right now there is a sense
that people don't
believe what the leaders are offering in terms of deals.
All right, we'll have to leave it there. A.B. Stoddard, thank you very much. Really appreciate you, as always, joining us here on Mornings in the Mall.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.